Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Bradley Wiggan Show by Eurosport, brought to you by Zwift, the cycling app that makes training fun, because fun is fast. I'm Graham Wilgos, just outside Bordeaux, after stage 19 of the Tour de France, a beautiful part of the country. Brad?
It's stunning, isn't it?
Isn't it just? Beautiful, wine region. Beautiful. You've been through here a few times.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we had a time trial here 10 years ago, actually, all through the vineyards. Lovely part of the world. And the weather's come back, isn't it?
Nice. Finally, yeah, nice. After a few foggy days in the mountains. Stage 19 into Le Bon, then 207 kilometres, finishing just outside Bordeaux, where we are now. A long, hot day, then, one with an attack off the break by Bahrain victorious's Matej Mohoric, his second stage win of the Tour. Very yes. impressive ride from him today.
He was one of the first ones in the breakaway, from what I understand, from Bernie.
Oh, he actually gapped over to the break. Himself, by himself.
So in that first six, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then when he attacked, no one looked like going with him, and no one, I mean, he just held that gap. He was immensely strong. And it spoiled the day for Cav, didn't it, really, I suppose? But from what I understand, because I didn't see much of the early part of the race, but Bernie was on the bike today, and he explained that there was a huge crash, and that kind of disrupted the chase, and... Yeah, it was just De Koenig just couldn't control it. So a very tough stage. Yeah.
Cav just avoided the crash. I think it was the first one on 204 kilometres. G caught up in it again. I'm not sure if he came off his bike or not.
Twice he came off today, apparently.
Did he?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Oh, there you go. His horrendous luck continues on this tour. After the crash, we saw Tadej Pogacar riding to the front of the peloton and just saying... Lads, slow down. Let the guys behind get back on.
It was good to see, actually.
You thought it was good to see?
Yeah. Taking control of the race from the leader's point of view, because everyone looks up to him now. He's clearly the best rider. And I think that's a sign of the next few years of what's to come. We finally got a patron back in the peloton.
He rode up to Kwiatkowski and Tom Skunge. Did he need to do it at that point? Because the break was always going to get away.
But marking his dominance at the front of the peloton in the yellow jersey on world TV, I thought it was... fantastic, because that's what the yellow jersey should be doing.
It felt a little bit to me like he was throwing his weight around for the sake of throwing his weight around at this point of the race.
I didn't think so. I think that's sometimes the job of it. Who else is going to do it? No one else stands up in
this
peloton.
Is what we've been saying.
There's no unity in the peloton. There was a crash, and you know, if you're on the floor like lots of them were, I thought he did a bloody good job. Good on you, mate.
Talking of crashes, you saw one yesterday that you didn't mention on the pod between Sergio Higuita and I forget who else.
Sergio Henao. It was between Quentin Pasheur and Sergio Henao. And from what I understand, Henao was trying to come up on the inside, just on a small rise. Everyone was trying to move to the front to get into the break. And I don't think there was any room on the road. And Henao basically caused the crash, ripped half his arse off because his shorts were hanging off. And they had to sort of patch him up at the car. But yeah, they were like sort of squaring up to each other and, you know, gesticulating. And it was one of them sort of handbags at dawn moment. But nothing came of it. They both spent the next 15K chasing to get back on.
Yeah. And they had to do it together. So they had to work together to get back on, presumably.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So it's funny how it works, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it just? On crashes, there was... So when we descended the Porte yesterday, you were saying hello to a couple of people out the window. And... One cycling tourist or fan caught your eye, and he was so amazed to see you that he almost
went over
the side of the road. But this actually happened to another fan who, from what we read on Cycling Weekly, Johnny Long's story, he went down a 20-metre ravine and was pulled out with the help of Phil Gilbert, Chris Froome, and Chris Yule Jensen.
Yeah, it was quite some descent though, wasn't it, off that mountain?
Yeah, wasn't it just? You had to keep your eye on it, particularly on the corners. And by the sounds of things, this fan went over and needed some quite serious treatment. So we hope he's doing okay.
I hope he's learned his lesson.
But can you imagine being pulled out? I mean, obviously you can, but I would imagine to the average fan, that would be... That would be quite an experience.
It shows you that there's some decent lads out there.
Indeed. You told us your own crash story at dinner last night.
Did I? Which one was that?
From one of the early stages in 2012 where you deliberately steered into the crash.
Steered into the crash at the same time as everyone. Christopher followed me.
Because you didn't want to ride the final ascent.
So basically what happened was, I think it was into Boulogne-sur-Mer. It was an uphill finish. It was a Sagan win when he sort of did the Forrest Gump running thing. And there was a crash about 500-600 metres to go, something like that, inside the last kilometre. And we would have got gapped because of the crash. And just in case they don't give you the same time as everyone else, we just steered into the crash. Because, yeah, we could have just... We got caught by the crash, but we'd have had to chase and took a gap on Nibali and the like, so we just steered into the crash. Got given the same time.
So it worked out for you. A calculated risk.
Yeah.
Brad, we're sponsored by Zwift, the cycling app where fun is fast but also unlocks performance. I'm a big fan getting on there with the boys, David and Stephen, as you know.
Yeah.
I've been exploring a few of the training plans.
Oh yeah, tell me about it.
Well, training plans on Zwift help you improve every single time. I'm currently on board with G's training plan. Geraint Thomas, fun is flying uphill.
I bet that's a tough one.
It's not easy. This workout focuses on improving your muscular endurance, a pillar of any great time trialist like you, Brad, mountain climber or stage racer, to help you deal with hard surges and improve your ability to fly uphill.
Well, that's quite good, Graham. Is that, and do you find it's helping you improve?
Helps you improve just because it's so easy to use. And if you want to find out just how simple that is, there's a special offer, a 7-day free trial. Find out more, download the app today.
We saw Froome chasing on the front today, trying to chase the close the gap between the peloton and the break. I mean, it took a little while to go for a while, and the pace was hot.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was more for a Greipel, was it? Looking at Greipel for a sprint later.
I'd imagine
on
so. Yeah. On his birthday as well.
And then Ineos Road. I'm not sure why they were riding again. I don't know. I've heard there's a bit of unrest in the camp. I don't know how true that is.
Yeah, it was Thomas, Port, Wout Poels, and Froome. So sort of as Thomas. As G tweeted earlier, they were getting the band back together.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if they were doing that for... They might have been doing it for Cav as well.
Well, there is so that, isn't there? Yeah.
Old mates. Yeah. Come on, yeah. We'll get you
it's
there.
Funny, isn't it? I wonder if they were under orders to do that or not, or it's got put their arms... Who knows?
Yeah. So, on Cav, we saw a video of him shortly before we started recording, just getting a little bit shirty with his mechanic. Mm. I thought seeing him in the skin suit, today he might have been targeting win number 35.
Well, he would have been, wouldn't he? But I mean, it doesn't work out every day, and the team have done quite a big job to get him to this point. And the racing's frantic, and it's not always as easy as just sort of making it become a sprint. So, you know, when you've got the whole race against you, which I think he has, getting reading between the lines, it's very difficult. Everyone will know he wanted to win today, so, and it's the last chance saloon for a lot of people today, so it was always going to be difficult to control that and marshal it.
Mm. 15 teams without anything to show for it. And that remains the case. De Koenig were quite happy to sit up and let the break go in the end.
Yeah. I don't think they had any choice, really. They had one guy in there, didn't they? Mm. It was just, I think it was just, look, they're focused on, he's got the time trial tomorrow, and then Paris, the record's still on.
Just to give you the green jersey standings, Cav's on 304, Matthews 269, and Colbrelli at 216. So we saw Matthews and Colbrelli sweep up the remaining points after the 20-man break went through on the intermediate, and Cav coming through and taking six. I always think it's a bit like the 40-point mark in the Premier League, where if you're staring at relegation and you hit 40 points, then you're going to be safe.
I think he's got it sealed up.
I think after 300 points.
Mm. I think he's got it sealed up. I don't think anyone's going to really catch him now. He'll score in Paris on the intermediate and then the finish. So I think it's safe to say that jersey's his, barring any major accidents.
Yeah. Tomorrow, then, we've got a TT day to Saint-Emilion, 30.8 kilometres. One for Cav to rest up, save himself for the Champs-Élysées.
Yeah, Cav will ride tomorrow, obviously. It's a rest day, but he still has to ride pretty hard, or within himself anyway. But yeah, it is a welcome day, I think, for most people tomorrow. There'll only be a couple of people contesting it.
It's a lumpy enough course. Undulating through wine country. Are we looking at another win for Tadej Pogacar?
I think so. Failing that, I would say Stefan Kung. But I would see the way he went on the last time trial and the legs he's shown the last few days, I think it's probably his. Yeah. Mm.
Most of the riders can see Paris at this point. Is there a bit of a party atmosphere in the peloton in your experience?
No, not really. Not yet. I think tonight the guys might have a few drinks or something, nothing major. And then tomorrow at Sky, they used to make burgers always. Burgers were like the natural thing to make on the after the last time trial. But going into Sunday, yeah, I mean, once they get through that time trial tomorrow, then it's Paris. And I think everyone then feels like they're at the end of the tour.
Mm. Wout van Aert is another one to mention for tomorrow. Can we see him taking another stage for...
He could have a go, yeah. Yeah, definitely. He'll be up there and hotly contesting it. It's just how dominant Pogacar was in that last time trial that makes me think that he could be unchallenged tomorrow. But, and you know, look, if he goes for that tomorrow and flat stick, he will, because... Well, I mean, look, he's not going to lose 5 minutes, is he, to them two in second and third. But he's, you know, he's a yellow jersey. He'll go flat stick. That means he will attempting to win his fourth stage of this Tour de France.
Between him and Mohoric, they've got, I mean, at the moment, they've got five stages between them. They're looking at a sixth. Mm. So for Slovenia, it's been a spectacular
amazing
tour.
And that's without Primoz here.
Yeah.
You know, because you can imagine if Primoz had been here. Slovenia, a dominant nation, haven't they? And you can kind of imagine the road race team they're going to have at the Olympics. It's quite something.
When you get a cluster of riders from one nation winning like that, a bit like you had in 2012 between you and Cav and David Miller on a stage, what's the attitude towards the
about
British?
Froome what was,
and Froome on, of course, on Planche de Belfi. What's the attitude from the rest of the riders from different nations in the
nothing
peloton?
Nothing much, really. It doesn't, no.
Nothing sort of comes of it?
No, no. I mean, when we lined up at the Olympic road race a week later, four of us had won a stage.
Mm.
Yeah, it was quite something. It was only Ian Stannard. They hadn't. He was the fifth member of the team.
But then everyone else ended up riding against you, it felt like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Slovenia are riding high at the moment, aren't they? But it doesn't really translate into the peloton, I think, more respect than anything.
All right. Mm. That's it for this episode of The Bradley Wiggins Show, brought to you by Zwift. Find your fun with the cycling app where fun is fast. Thanks to our producer, Pete Burton. Find us on all the socials, Twitter at Eurosport_UK. Plus, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Share and rate us wherever you get your podcasts. From me, Graham Wilgos, thanks for listening. Brad, see you tomorrow.
Yes, see you tomorrow.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.